This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الذي كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا وتبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا والصلاة والسلام على من بعثه ربه هاديا ومبشرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه ما تطوع مسك وفاح وما ترنم حمام وصاح وما هذل وما هدل ورق وناح والصلاة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير إخوتي في الله Today, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ We are at the moment that we will be talking about one of the most and most significant events in the history of humanity. Today, it would be نَبَأٌ عَظِيمٌ وَيَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ وَأَمْرٌ مَعْرُوفٌ Today, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى We will relive once again some of the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will begin with the beginning of all things. And I want you to allow me to borrow your minds and hearts. Because indeed it is not the ears that hears, it is the heart that contains. Indeed, a speaker may speak and the ears may listen or may hear, but is not listening. Indeed, the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only settle in the hearts of the believers. Thus, that's why Allah said in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ Remind ya Muhammad. Allah is saying to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَكِّرْ Remind them. Why a reminder is not for all. It will only benefit the believers. And in this event, we want to leave the city that we're in, the status that we're living, the condition that we experience, and we all want to mentally travel and live with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps, for 40 minutes of our lives today. Ibadallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in a condition of humanity that is not livable. A condition where women are enslaved, the stronger will consume the weak, free men and women will be slaves, daughters would be buried because of disgrace and the fear of disgracement. A lifestyle that is not conducive or acceptable for humanity. But because of the dalala and bu'da anil haqq, we were driven to a narrow path of a way of shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that lifestyle that the Quraysh lived, came with the beautiful message. إِنَّهُ نَبَأٌ عَظِيمٌ وَخَبَرٌ يَقِينٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ إِنَّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ But before the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation of the book of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared the messenger of Allah to be the settlement, to be the satellite of receiving the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 40 years, never heard about anything concerning Allah without him being associated with shirk and kufr. He never heard about angels without being described as the daughters of God. He never mentioned, he would never experience living the tawheed of Allah without an idol, al-Hubal, al-Lata, wal-Uzza, being next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to filter the heart and the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through different methods so he can be settlement of the Quran. Today we'll talk about the stage and the steps of a wahi of Rasulullah, how he received the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he experienced, that he used to see dreams, as Aisha radiallahu anha stated. And that dream would come, when he had a dream the night before, that dream would become reality next day. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها. First part of the revelation was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experiencing dream, yet seeing that dream as vivid as it can be. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be giving signs of a nubuwa without him knowing. Rasulullah would experience not only dreams, but Rasulullah would experience things speaking to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaqulu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni la'arifu hajaran bimakkah. He said, before Jibreel came to me, he said, I know a rock, I know a stone in the city of Mecca used to greet me. A rock, when the Messenger of Allah is passing by, the rock would say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Qala kana yusallimu alayya qabla an ub'ath wa inni la'arifu makana. He said, this stone, this rock used to give me greeting, and I know where that rock is today. He's telling his companions later on in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for him to receive the revelation, his heart must be purified once again. Innahu al-Amin, al-Sadiq al-Amin. Yet, the Quran is something heavy. Qalat Aisha, Hubbiba ilayhi al-Khala. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made him love exclusion. He used to go to Ghar Hira in Mecca, and he used to meditate, reflect on the condition of humanity. He used to reflect on the purpose of the creation, including his own. He understood and realized life is not giving for vain. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stay there for a very long time, almost up to a month, coming back to Khadija, getting more of his zad, and continue with that. Allah had did that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received the heavy weight of the Quran, his heart would not be turned. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. So Quran was not for the Messenger of Allah to experience difficulties, but indeed it was a gateway for guidance. It was a path to paradise بإذنه سبحانه وتعالى. Rasulullah is telling us the incident in Ghar Hira. And once again, I need you to move out of your body. I need your soul and your heart to travel to the city of Mecca. And I want you to envision yourself, imagining yourself, watching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that confined small ghar, small cave, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi, where the Messenger of Allah is sitting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah never thought he would ever receive a Quran or revelation from Allah. That was the furthest thing of his mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُ. You would never imagine, أَنْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. You never imagine you will receive a book from Allah. You never imagine, Ya Muhammad, you will receive a revelation from Allah. You never imagine, Ya Muhammad, you never thought of being the last messenger of Allah. But Allah did this indeed as a mercy min Rabbik, from your Lord. يقول ابن كثير رحمه الله يقول الله is telling Muhammad, ما كنت تظن يا محمد قبل هذا الوحي أن ينزل عليك شيء. You never used to think after revelation or before, I'm sorry, before the revelation that nothing will ever come to you. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, while I was sitting there at the age of 40 years old, sallallahu, in the calmness of that cave, while he was reflecting and looking into the hall that leads to the city of Mecca. Yaqul ibn Abbas, it was a day of Ramadan. Then a man out of nowhere appeared in his cave. You can imagine someone sitting in a cave that can only fit maximum two people. And for those of you who traveled to the city of Mecca, for those of you who went and climbed the mountain of Ghar Hira, and you saw the size of that cave, you can imagine the surprise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He did not hear footsteps of somebody. He did not experience someone coming up. He did not hear any noises and voices. All of a sudden, a man stands in front of him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying to him, no greetings, no asking a name, no introduction, but he just asked him, اقرأ, recite, recite. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لست بقارئ, I cannot read, I can't recite, I don't know what you're talking. قال فأخذني, but the man who was standing in front of me, he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did not give him any introduction, any explanation of what to recite. He did not introduce himself and say, I am the Ruh al-Amin. He did not say, my name is Jibreel and I've been sent by Allah. But he said, he grabbed me and he squeezed me so hard, حتى بلغ من الجه, to the point that I was squeezed so much out of breath. And then he released me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And then he said to me, read. فقلت له ما أنا بقارئ. I said to him, I cannot recite, I cannot read. And he did this three times, and the third time, قال اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق, خلق الإنسان من علق, اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. That's the beginning of our journey. Our brothers from this beautiful country, our brothers from my country, our brothers from China, our brothers and sisters from America, our brothers from Nigeria, our sisters from Ethiopia, this is the beginning of our journey. This is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nazar al-ilah. Allah looked into this dunya and then he did not send anyone but ba'atha lana khayr al-bariyat. He sent us the best of all mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that day, from Iqra, Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started. But the man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he feared for himself. And then he ran from the cave. Now Jibreel alayhi salam, in the history of the seer of Nabi, you can imagine and envision what he was doing. And you can imagine and envision Rasulullah panicking in this situation. And he ran to his house. Rasulullah, in the city of Mecca, he had relatives. In an era that women were not respected, but men were elevated to the high, to the level of God. In the city of Mecca, he could have run to Abu Talib, his uncle. He could have run to Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. He could have run to the strongest men in the city of Mecca. But no, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ran to where his heart was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He ran to his wife. Why? Because for a man, a righteous wife is everything. For a man, if he has a righteous wife, imrah, zawja, saliha, that's the best that he can ask for in this dunya. لذلك some of the ulama, they said when Allah said in the Quran, when we say in the dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً, they interpret that and they say dunya hasana means a righteous wife. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the best of the best. He had Khadija bint Khuwaylid. He had the mother of his daughters and sons, a stable, beautiful, righteous, obedient, God-fearing wife who was loyal to her husband. He did not run to Abu Talib. He did not run to anyone, but he ran to Khadija. يقول المفسرون, they said, Messenger of Allah, I'm sorry, the Ahl al-Siyar, they said, he ran to her lap and he put his head on her lap like a child. And he said while he was shaking, trembling for what he experienced, he ran to him and he said, Zammiluni, 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 cover me, cover me, cover me. And his loving wife, she covered him. She brought him closer and near to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she did not say anything. حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد خشيت على نفسي يا خديجة I feared for myself. I feared. She said, what happened? He told her what happened. And then she did not say, you need to see a psychiatrist. She did not say, you're a man who is dealing with experiencing hallucination. She did not say, you're a man who is confused. But she said, رحمها رضي الله عنها, قالت, لا والله ما يخزيك الله أبدا. She said, by Allah, Allah will never, ever disgrace you. Ever disgrace you. And then she said, why? Look how she backed up. She said, إنك لتصل الرحم. You're kind to your kinship. You are connected to your kinship. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْبِ, and you help those who are in need. وَتُكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومَ, and you give those who don't have. وَتُقْرِئُ الضَّيْفِ, and you honor your guests. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ, and you assist the truth. She did not say, look, she did not say, أَنْتَ مِنَ الْقُرَيْشِ, أَنْتَ مِنْ بَنِي هَاشِمِ, your father's Abdul Muttalib, or yeah, no, Abu Talib, no. She said, this is what defines you. What defines you is not because of your lineage. What defines you is not because of the color of your skin. What defines you is not because of your gender. What defines you is not because of the degree that you have. What defines you is not the money in the account, but your actions. And that's why she said, she listed, Allah will never disgrace you. You're good to your family. You help those who are in need. You always stand for the truth. Man like yourself can never be disgraced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, she ran and went and took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her cousin, Waraqata bin Nawfal. Waraqata bin Nawfal. This man was a man from Arab. He's an Arabian man. He was a cousin of Khadija, but he was a Christian. He embraced Christianity. He denounced the idol worshipping that the Quraysh were experiencing. And he went and he followed the religion of Isa alayhi salam. And she said to him, يَبْنَ أَخِي, يَبْنَ عَمِّي, اسْمَعَ مِنْ إِبْنَ أَخِيكَ. She said, cousin, listen to your nephew. And then when the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to him what happened, he said, indeed, this is the Namus, this is the angel who used to come to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, indeed, this is the Risalah that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam revealed or received. And then he told him, I wish if I was a young man, capable man, so I can aid you the day that your people would be kicking you out of the city of Medina, of Makkah. قَالَ أَوَ مُخْرِجِيَهُمْ He said, my people, my Quraysh, they will be kicking me out of the city of Makkah. قَالَ No man ever brought what you brought to your nation except that he was removed from his people. هِنَا يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ From that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started receiving more ayat, more surah, Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'andir, and the rest of the ayat. And from that day, ما كان ينطق عن الهوى, everything that he does, in huwa illa wahyun yuha, everything that the Messenger of Allah used to do or used to say, almost everything used to be wahy. كما في صحيح البخاري ومسلم من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص قال اكتب يا عبد الله فإنه لا يقول إلا حقا عبد الله write everything that I say everything that I do indeed nothing comes out of this mouth except the truth عباد الله the revelation of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is two types the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately today in every community, in every society, in every era, you have those individuals بِقَرَضٍ for a purpose that they know, those who will deny the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَسْمَعُوا As though they never heard the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps they intentionally denying the hadith of Nabi. اسمعوا Listen to what the Messenger of Allah said about these two revelations. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أَلَا وَإِنِّي أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه. He said, indeed, I was giving the Quran and it's like something similar to the Quran. قال ألا يوشك You say a time we're about to come. يوشك الرجل شبعان على أريكته. You will find a man that is his belly is full, a man that is comfortable in life. He has a house. He has a health. He has a wife. He has children. He became a philosopher. And now he's saying, يقول a man, this man will say to you, عليكم بهذا القرآن. Oh, people, stick to the Quran only. فما وجدتم فيه من حلال فحللوه. Whatever you find in that Quran, make it halal. And whatever you find in the Quran, haram, make it haram. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألا وإنما حرم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما ما حرم الله يقول everything that Rasulullah made it haram it is indeed as good as what Allah made it haram therefore ya ibad Allah in your life and your experience and perhaps in your feed in your social media you will find individuals who are denying the basics of the sunnah And the moment that you find someone who's denying that part of revelation, then you know this intention, the intention of that person is to destroy Islam. Urwa, urwa. One piece at a time. So therefore, do not listen. What is the revelation means? What is the wahi means? Wahi means, ya ibadallah, it means a secret or silent revelation or inspiration that is being given to individuals that has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different types of wahy. There are four types of wahy, ibadallah. First type is the type of the Quran, the revelation from Allah through Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إلهكم إله واحد. He said, I am nothing but a simple man that receives a revelation indeed, but indeed your Lord is Allah. So the first revelation is the Quran. The second revelation is a revelation that is ilham, inspiration that is not as a wahy of the Quran. As Allah said in turn in the story of the mother of Musa, Allah said, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. Did she receive revelation from Jibreel like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like Musa alayhi salam? Like Isa? No. This is ilham, something that comes and lands in the heart of the person. Thirdly, revelation can be giving an ishara, gesturing to something that's also called revelation in the Sharia. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Zakaria the glad tidings that his wife would have a child, and the child will be named Yahya. And then Zakaria said, Ya Allah, give me an ayah. And he said, your ayah is not to talk to people for 3 days. And after that, فَخَرَجَ Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, he came out of his mihrab, وَأَوْحَى فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مِنَ الْمِحْرَبِ فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ أَنْ سَبِّحُ بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًا. Zakaria revealed to his people. Doesn't mean he has, you know, the mental capacity to have a revelation, but it means he talked to them. He gestured to them, move to the right, move to the left, sit down, stand up, speak. This is why in Surah Maryam we have that. The fourth type of revelation is the revelation of al-waswasa, whispers of shaitan. A shaitan sometimes, perhaps some of you now, shaitan is talking to you, give you inspiration, check your phone, you know, go, you need the washroom, you know, maybe you should talk to your friend, you know, this is too long, you know, you've been here all day long, do something else, check your TikTok status. Why, this is how shaitan works. لذلك الله يقول وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ, indeed the devils, لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَاءِ, they will reveal, they will inspire their allies, لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ, so they can dispute with you, so they can argue with you, so they can fight with you, so they can try to prove the book of Allah is incorrect and so on. So this is, ya ibadallah, the four types of wahy. How did the wahy used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In a different levels. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive a wahy, and he used to hear it like a ringing belt, a sharp, very powerful ringing belt. يقول أحيانا يأتيني في مثل صرصرة الجرس. He used to come like a ringing belt. وَهُوَ أَشَدَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, and that was the hardest part of revelation to me, he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم. قَالَ فَيَفْصُبْ عَنِّي وَقَدْ وَعَيْتَ مَا قَالَ. He said that the ringing would stop and I will retain and understand everything that he said. And sometimes he said, an angel will come in the form of an angel. Or sometimes it will come in the form of a human being and he would speak to me. This is the times that the wahy used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, I want to go over a few things before we conclude this bi-idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preserved. How the Quran was preserved. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. See, the Quran came down in the span of 23 years, but it did not come in one shot. It came in stages. So the first stage of the Quran came min lawhil mahfuz. بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. It came down from the لوح المحفوظ. لوح المحفوظ عباد الله. It's the tablet that is everything has been written on. See, the first thing that Allah created was the pen. And when the pen was created, the pen asked Allah, what should I do and what should I write? And Allah said to the pen, write everything from now until the end of the day of Qiyamah. So now you sitting here and Brother Saeed addressing you was written, كما في صحيح مسلم, 50,000 years before the creation of the universe. Not before the creation of Malaysia or creation of humanity. No, 50,000 years before the creation of everything, it was written that I will be addressing you here. Because that qalam كتب كل شيء في لوح المحفوظ. That pen wrote everything in the lawh al-mahfuz. Did not leave anything. Not a person that is yawning. Not a person that is stretching. Not a word that is coming out of my mouth. Not a movement of a camera. Not a movement of a fly. Not a fly. Nothing that is being left out. So the Quran came down first from a lawh al-mahfuz. And then when it came down, as Allah said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In the night of Ramadan, it came down to Sama'i Dunya. It came down to the Sama'i Dunya. As Allah created different layers of or layers of heaven, the Quran came down to something that is known the Sama' of this Dunya. Whereas the Quran used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from there. Allah يقول in the Quran, وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة. They say, how come the Quran was not revealed to him in one shot, as a package? How come he did not receive the Quran at once? Why is he receiving one ayah here, one surah here? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, كذلك لنثبت به فؤاد. يا محمد, the reason that the Quran did not come down to you at once, so we can firm your heart. So can you can strengthen your iman. And this is one of the hikam of why the Quran was. Second hikmah is Quran, when it came down bit by bit, it came because the Quraysh, innahum kanu qawman lidda. They were people of argumentative. They used to argue with everything. Messenger of Allah will come to them and they will say to him, show us ayah. Give us a proof that you are the messenger of Allah. فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا تُرِيدُونَ. What do you want? فَيَقُولُونَ. Split the moon. You know, split the moon in two halves. And he would do it. He would ask Allah to split the moon in two halves. And then when that happens, they will say, no. This is nothing but magic. You ask for an ayah, a particular ayah. It was your design. It was not the design of Rasulullah. It was not the request of Rasulullah. You're the one who asked for the moon to be split in two halves. But when that happens, you argue with Allah. Innahum qawmun lidda. They are people of an argument. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the Quran according to that. The second thing, ya ibadallah, or the other thing, the Quraysh, or Allah will recite or will send the Quran in pieces for the purpose of a tartil, and the people used to can be able to memorize. Now, because of the time limitation, some of the incident that happened because of the argument and the support of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a story of one of the mushrikeen who denied the existence of Allah, who denied the resurrection after life, or life after death, and the resurrection from the graves. And this was Ubay ibn Khalaf, wa fi riwaya al-'As al-Wail bin 'As. This man, he went to the graves. Subhanallah. Undur ila uqul al-Quraysh. Look how the Quraysh used to think. This man, he went to the graves. and he collected ashy, decayed bones, And he used to, and then he came to the Messenger of Allah. فَفَتَّتَهَا أَن بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ He crushed the old bones in front of Rasulullah, and he threw at him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to him, Ya Muhammad, أَتَزْعُمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي هَذِي بَعْدَ أَن رَمَمَتْ He said, are you claiming, Ya Muhammad, that Allah will revive this after it became decayed? قَالَ نَعَمْ يُمِيتُكْ وَيَحْشُرُكْ وَيُدْخِلُكَ النَّارِ He said, yes, Allah will revive these bones and he will take your soul and will take you to Jahannam. And Allah described that beautiful experience in the Quran. And he said, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ الرَّمِيمِ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ He's using examples and he forgot his own creation. He forgot that he was nothing. هَلَ تَعَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا عباد الله, allow me to conclude this how the sunnah of the Quran was preserved. The Quran was preserved in a different level, ya ibadallah. First, it was preserved through the malaika, through the angel Jibreel, who used to come and sit with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and revise the Quran with him once a year to make sure that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget anything from the Quran. Every Ramadan, Rasulullah used to receive Jibreel as a guest and he used to review the Quran with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, An-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba only to write the Quran and nothing else at the beginning, so his words would not be mixed with the Quran. Third, the Messenger of Allah encouraged the Sahaba to memorize the Quran. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ Three stages at the time of Rasulullah. Through the angel of Jibreel who came twice in the last year. Through the memorization, through the written, the writing of the Quran, through the Sahaba, and encouraged the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to memorize it. First surah that was revealed, just for information, was Surah Iqra. Or the first part of the Quran that was revealed was Surah Iqra. But the first complete surah that was revealed in the Quran was Surah Al-Fatiha. And the last surah, complete surah, that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Surah Al-Nasr. And the last ayah that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the ayah or surah comes, he used to say to the Sahaba, put this surah between this surah and that surah, or put this ayah between this ayah and that ayah. عباد الله, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand and appreciate the blessing that Allah has blessed us with, which is the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those people among those people. Alladina yastami'un, those who will hear the best of His speech. Those who will hear this speech, whether it's from Allah, from His Messenger, or from someone else, and they will follow the best of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who gather for His remembrance. And we ask Allah to forgive our sins by the time we leave this majlis. Because indeed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi, Allah has angels who travel through the land. And when they see a place that the name of Allah is mentioned, they will call one another and they will say, Halummu, come to what you came for. And remember, Ya Ibadallah, that inshallah, by the end of this majlis, every single one of us would be forgiven. We ask Allah to bless us with that forgiveness. Wa jazakum Allahu khair wa ahsanallahu ilaykum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.